I believe it goes this way, and I believe, yes, man, meaning us people, men and women, to be politically correct, but because everyone says man, but now we have to add women to that one too. Man and women, we do have an impact.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, November 5th, 2018. Welcome to day 655. So first off, with one day to go before the midterms, we'll be keeping a space updated at the top of the main website about the midterms with the latest polls and live blogs. Right now, we've got everything. We've got forecasts, live blogs, voter guides, plus how to watch the midterms, which races to watch and how to follow them, what's at stake, and a little bit of what to look for when it comes to Election Day misinformation. So make sure to keep an eye on the top of that website at WTFJHT.com for all of your 2018 midterm election needs. And now, onto the news. The Georgia Secretary of State and Republican candidate for Governor Brian Kemp accused Democrats of allegedly trying to hack the state's voter registration system. Kemp, who is in a tight race with Stacey Abrams, alleged that the state Democratic Party made, quote, a failed attempt to hack the state's voter registration system, end quote, and he announced that his office was opening an investigation. Kemp said his office also alerted DHS and the FBI, but he offered no evidence to back up his allegations. Democrats called it a political stunt just days before the election. Meanwhile, early voting in at least 12 states has already surpassed the early voting numbers in those states in 2014. First-time voters have cast 5% or more of the early vote in at least 10 states. Early voter turnout in Texas, in particular, surpassed the entire turnout of the 2014 midterm election. More than 4.5 million people in Texas cast in-person ballots in this year's early voting period, and more than 360,000 people have cast their mail-in ballots in just 30 counties. Georgia and Texas voting machines have inexplicably deleted some people's votes for Democratic candidates or switched them to Republican votes. Experts are blaming the errors on outdated software and older machines. Meanwhile, the nonpartisan Cook Political Report shifted 9 House races toward the Democrats. NBC News says 50% of likely voters say they prefer a Democratic-controlled Congress, while 43% want Republicans in charge, down from Democrats' 9-point advantage in October. Politico says 43% of voters would prefer the Democratic congressional candidate in their district if they were given a generic congressional ballot, compared with 40% who would vote for the Republican candidate. And CNN says Trump's approval rating is sitting at 39%. 59% disapprove, which is slightly worse than in early October, when 41% approved of his performance and 52% disapproved. And now to the notables. One, the Trump administration expects a number of cabinet secretaries and top White House aides to be fired or actively pushed out of the White House after the midterms. Two, financial penalties against banks and big companies have declined sharply during the first 20 months of the Trump presidency. Three, NBC aired the racist anti-immigration political ad that was approved by Trump. After airing the ad, both NBC and Fox pulled the ad. CNN, however, rejected the ad outright, saying, quote, "This ad is racist," end quote. Four, Trump's deployment of troops to the U.S.-Mexico border is estimated to cost $220 million by the end of the year, while a risk assessment from the Pentagon found that the caravan did not pose a threat to the United States. Five, about 200 unregulated armed militia members are currently operating along the southwest border. This, according to a planning document for Army commanders who are leading the 5,200 troops that Trump deployed to the border. Six, a group of Idaho teachers dressed up as a wall with the phrase "Make America Great Again" on it for Halloween. The district superintendent called the costumes clearly insensitive and inappropriate. Seven, Trump's name was invoked in direct connection with 17 cases of criminal violent acts, threats of violence, or allegations of assault. The suspects and perpetrators of those 18 cases are mostly white men, while the victims represent a variety of minority groups, including African Americans, Latinos, Muslims, and gay men. And finally, Trump dismissed his administration's national climate assessment. Trump did not read the report, but he did say he believes that climate change will probably change back.
Is there climate change? Yeah. Will it go back like this? I mean, will it change back? Probably. That's what I think. I believe it goes this way, and I believe, yes, man, meaning us people, men and women, to be politically correct, but because everyone says man, but now we have to add women to that one too. Man and women, we do have an impact, but I don't believe the impact is nearly what some say and other scientists that dispute those findings very strongly.
And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.
Well, I think we've contributed. We certainly contribute. I mean, there's certain pollutants that go up, and there are certain things that happen, certain things we do that if we weren't here, certainly...
They say the overwhelming cause for the last
50
years.
Well, I don't necessarily agree.
But it doesn't seem like in the report that there's that much of a may to it. Like, it's your government, right? It's your scientists. They work for you.
Well,
it's your
company.
Well,
that's okay. And I want everybody to report whatever they want.